Fresh gun.
Okay.
How are we using teenage charge?
No, not really.
This, it's hard to shoot people with stun shit.
But
yeah, I can't damage them.
Yeah. This plus 8 thing is a killer. I thought, didn't Starfleet have more stun damage in their stun?
Yeah, our phasers have heavier stun setting.
We just switched our phasers. It doesn't really matter what type of weapon we use, right? We have all sorts of weapons. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
and we're better at it.
Slightly more. Heavy stun for phaser 6 plus 46.
6 plus 4d6
versus 4 plus 2d6.
That's a lot better.
Yeah, we're gonna start using those.
Take our hammer. <hand. laughs>
Okay, so do we still want to go try to meet with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. All right. I mean, I think we should look as little perturbed by this as possible.
Sure.
We should just arrive and say,
sure. And we can leave Eric behind. He can go over his traffic analysis.
Why do we want to leave Eric behind?
Because Kevin won't let him bring us with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll leave him behind. He can go over with the frog people in the palace, his little Orion traffic-y thing.
Sure. We'll also give him a bunch of those spare guns.
Okay.
Like, I want one Klingon disruptor on destroy. And then I'll have my Starfleet one.
Yeah.
I think we'll all keep one.
And the Starfleet one.
Everybody have Starfleet and.
Yeah, because we need to back any more disruptors or anything. Disruptors are good.
Cut people in half.
Well, yeah, your little things are overrun and try to just. Well, I mean, you should be able to just do a couple combat stuff.
Okay.
Or you've been over a couple combat stuff.
Well, then I take another disruptor. Take them in the back.
Well, the disruptors have enough charges. They'll last forever, pretty much, unless you put them in high settings.
Well, let me say this again then. I put the disruptor on the highest setting.
Okay.
I put the Starfleet one on heavy stun.
Okay.
And how many shots can the disruptor take on the highest setting? Not high, highest.
High.
One. Overcharge.
And then it blows up.
Yes.
That's another option, is take out the guy's stall.
What do you mean?
15 shots at highest.
Lot.
I take two.
Okay.
Do that.
Hey, look, you have no
shield
anymore.
So, our...
Heavy stun, you have about 20 shots, what do you think?
Our phasers. Are these regular phasers or small?
They're Metatron.
That's why. How about medium?
You want to do medium stun.
That's a default.
That's as much, that's as much as you can do with the structure.
Yeah, screw
that. You would have 30 shots.
Max stun.
Yep, max stun. And then we head to the meeting.
Okay.
We may not see it, but if there's like a clothing person or something on the way, I'd really like a clothes brush or something like that, just to make us look non-dusty, comb our hair, try to look as normal as possible. You know, like, annoyed in a business-like way as opposed to disheveled in any way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can say that our fourth member is off dealing with those people who attacked us.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he won't trace it back here.
Interrogating them for fun. Okay, so you visit Kliptic again.
See if he's surprised we made it.
Yeah.
See if I can get a reading off him.
Make a...
Is it psychology? In what way do the side skills ever help?
They don't.
They don't really.
Because Kevin doesn't like them.
Yeah, I don't like them.
But I'm really good at them.
Eight. Okay. When he sees you, he seems a little bit surprised.
No,
he covered it up. So, my friend.
I mumble. Under my breath as we're walking up. Yeah, he's surprised that he is.
Okay, so where are they? I say. Can you escort us out of the street, please?
Of course. Come in. Come into my shop.
As I walk in, I reach in my pocket and palm. How small is the small phaser? Or the miniature phaser?
It's enough that you can. You should be a. You could probably, you know, hold it.
You can almost palm it.
Yeah, you can almost palm it.
How about the Elmer's glue thing?
Yeah,
I like this.
A little bit of that, but yeah, I know the Elmer's glue thing.
I like this.
Anything else?
You can palm this. Great
size.
Well, here's
what he's trying to do with
this. Kind of
this
is.
I have one other item.
Yeah.
Bigger than this?
Yeah. Like two of them.
Okay. I grab that. I grab the mini thing within my pocket. Is there anybody in the next room?
There's nobody inside this stuff. I mean, there are other stuff.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, relatively minor. Okay.
So where are they?
I'm afraid they did not, they say that they already have enough supplies.
Is he lying? I looked at Coop. And I'll point the nasty looking one, the Klingon one at him. I'll say, is he lying? And look to you. At this point, you can say anything you want. Nobody can prove what you're doing.
That's true. Actually, I'll use projective telepathy and say, better not lie to us. All
right.
Maybe if I talk in his head, it'll freak him out enough.
With me.
Well, perhaps it'll work.
You don't need to see your eyes in a vacation.
It'd work good with an intimidation roll or a charm roll or something. I get a 12.
You actually touch them?
Sure.
All right.
So it works better that way?
Slightly better.
Okay.
He's sliding.
Although, it kind of takes away a little bit of the mystery.
Well, you can do it.
All right. Rah! And he falls over backwards.
I'll walk over so he is not able
to get
up.
Away from you.
No, wait. I walk over as he falls over backwards, so he's unable to get up.
Please, no. I didn't do anything. It was the ARPA. That's all their fault. They want you dead. I don't know why.
Yeah, why'd you tell them where we were going to be?
I just said I had a meeting set up. They knew where you were.
So I'll ask Donald, so is he lying now? And I'll hold the gun up to his temple. If you think he might be lying, I'll destroy his shop. If you think he's definitely is lying,
No lying.
And the shop, just to get his family. And I'll throw intimidation into it.
All right, we get intimidation roll. Donald, it goes to colony.
Okay. I think we've got the shit scared out of him now.
God. Okay, so...
Eight.
13 for intimidation.
Okay. He seems to be telling the truth.
Is he pretty very fast?
There's a musky smell coming.
Whoa. That special sauce.
No, I think he knows better not to lie to us now.
No. No, I tell you everything.
So what can we find in this?
Okay. So, great. Tell us anything. Why have two people, or why have two groups of people, went down attempting to annoy us?
I don't know what the first group was. The second group, part of. They might be dead.
Why?
They know you're Starfleet.
Where do we find them?
What makes them think we're Starfleet?
They have a spy.
Where?
Don't know who. In the palace.
Where do we find them?
Jeez.
He must know how to you must know how to contact them if you're going to set up a meeting.
Yeah, at least they have.
Where?
North. In the swamp. 15 kilometers.
Jesus.
In the swamp, 15 kilometers.
All right, start drawing a map.
Okay. It's scribbled out, you know. Not a very good map.
Okay. How many people are there?
I don't know. 10, 12. Perhaps more. Ooh. In and out they move.
I think you left the bro.
Many weapons. Kill you all. Rare dangerous.
In case you haven't noticed, we're pretty dangerous too.
I don't know.
Starkly plugged you are.
Okay, I think we have to take him with us.
No!
I would think so.
Danger.
And we can...
That cop.
Well, that way if we succeed...
If we leave, he doesn't go ratting us in.
Right. If we succeed, we can let him go. If we fail, they will know that he led us to them, and they'll deal with him. So that provides an incentive for him to make sure that we succeed.
No.
Yeah. Periodically read his mind to make sure that he isn't trying to lead us into a trap. If he does that, we'll okay. kill him.
I guess we should call the ambassador.
Why?
There's someone on my side.
We can call our other member who's currently hunting.
The cat?
Elgato.
No.
Okay.
All right, we call Eric, let him know we got definite confirmation that there's a spy in the palace.
Okay.
And he should go figure out who that is.
Okay.
So we drag him off towards the camp.
Sure. Why don't you're not much of a killer anyway. Why don't you and whatever bodyguard one go? I'll escort him, and if he makes a run for it, we'll just call him a casualty and get there ourselves.
No.
So that way, it's a little less suspicious. You better. Steer us correctly instead of sending assassins after us. And then maybe you'll live.
Not me, no, ARPA.
Oh, really? Okay. How'd they know about us?
They knew.
I see.
I just said, you wanted meetings.
Right. Okay, well, now you just have to lead us there and pray that we win.
Yes, the inner code thing is gone.
Yeah.
Frontal assault, right? That's the only option. So two options.
Okay. Well, fair enough. We'll call Eric. We'll let him know that there's a spy. He can you know, whatever, lay a trap or something and what information he gives them.
Okay.
So whatever information that gets back, you know, whatever, he's smart. He can lay some sort of a trap.
Misinformation.
Right. I'm going to, I'll bet it's that little moron who met us off the plane.
Yeah, same, I guess, too.
Personally. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But we'll, whatever it is. I'm sure Starfleet will deal with them. We have our ways.
Call us the thugs of the galaxy for nothing.
I check, we're supposed to be reinforcing I'm not reinforcing it to the general crowd. I whip out my tricorder and scan this room.
What are you scanning for?
Oh, let's start with bugs.
No bugs.
Energy
source.
Yeah, let me scan for things with a good battery. Like, you know, a modern battery, as opposed to, you know, like the D-cell that their culture actually has generated on their own.
Not yet for the moment. Okay.
I'm taking this for free. I grab it back.
How do you have blood growth?
It's for my trouble.
You can entitle this adventure Blood Grubs for Your Trouble. For my trouble.
Okay, I guess we just do the frontal assault thing.
Sure. You must know a back entrance, do you?
Well,
back door,
You're a back door man, are you?
Well, there's
not back door.
Never been there. Well, been there, but haven't actually looked around much. Uh-huh. Well, you can only stealth growth.
Stealth?
Yeah.
Speedwise?
No, stealth. You're actually going out there, right?
Yeah.
Stealth is what? Coordination?
Coordination. Plus dexterity.
Okay.
Hey.
Six.
Sorry.
You got three?
Yeah. Alright.
As we're going through the swamp, at one point, randomly, I tell him, she's going to see what you're thinking right now. You have anything you want to confess before she does?
We confess. Told you everything.
Okay. I had asked you to check it.
Okay. Psychology or... No, I'll just... I'll
scan
him. Creep him out. I'll touch him again.
Scan him.
Okay. Perceptive telepathy?
Yeah.
Are you trying to
do? Sure.
All right.
I'll hold the gun to his head. And say,
that'll work too.
You really aren't lying.
No lying.
Okay, great. Is he?
He's totally really low. He totally could be back.
Oh no, I rolled lots of sixes. 13.
Yeah, he's pretty much telling you all he knows.
Yeah.
I mean, he's only really.
Okay, and he's not leading us into a trap.
No. Not as far as he knows. He's trying to be careful, but he's not too sure where the, you know, all the carpools are.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep your
fair enough.
Sense up.
Keep it up.
Yeah, I'll keep my spider sense.
Pat him on the back. Energy bar?
No, thanks. Not on this. All right. So.
My cords don't have to make motion.
Oh, yeah. No, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We can just keep that up.
To some distance, we can test for motion. What is that distance, Kevin?
2 kilometers.
Great. Oh, wow. I'll check for people in a 2K range that aren't us.
Okay. We go track the rule.
Cool. All
right.
So that's intellect, perception.
Frank Quarter is,
What's perception? That's tricorder.
Okay. And I've got tricorder for two.
Equipment, tricorder.
Intellect plus, so 3D plus, 3 dice plus 4. Oh my god, and I rolled a 6. So 9, 13.
Okay. You have a, well, there's like 6. No. I think there's like a patrol of 6 frogs. Well, 6 frogs moving purposefully.
Toward us?
Not really.
Cool.
Just sort of around.
Can we get in their way and ambush them?
Yeah, actually 7.
We need to ambush the 7 guys, I think.
7 guys, huh? 7, 8.
Why not just avoid them? If we ambush them, that they could get a chance to alert their base.
Well, they're... I mean, it's probably like a third of the base's force.
Well, off in the way. Yeah. Sure. No.
How far are they ranging from the base?
You need them, they're about 5 kilometers.
Okay, none of the frogs that we've encountered thus far had any sort of sophisticated communication with us.
Nope, no radio.
Can we still use phones or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, it's entirely possible that if we take them out, they may not be able to radio back.
Yeah.
But we'll have to take all of them
out. We have to make sure none of them get away.
None must escape.
Yep.
I don't know, you guys are not pretty good.
But we have stronger blasters now.
That's true. Now you got better phasers.
We have about 20 shots, though.
Well, I mean, ambushing people, you get to aim. They have to spend a round drawing. You know, all of that kind of stuff.
They draw on fire. And just,
I didn't even know that was possible. So.
And if they just decide to scatter and run, suppose.
That's true. That's sort of what guards don't do.
That's true, too.
Yes.
We
got numbers from 7 to 3. We scattered, ran like girls.
Good point. All right, we can try it.
I vote for that.
I say just go in, get hostages, and get out.
Good hostages.
In and out. In and out.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean...
We can just manage to avoid them entirely, right?
5 kilometers.
Get around.
5 kilometers is an hour out, actually.
Yeah, let's just ignore
them. Yeah, we'll go around them. If they seem to be following our track, like, you know, the relative way that we went, and they picked up our track or something, although
then
tracking in a swamp...
Then we can stop and try to take them out.
But
it's really hard unless you're leaving a lot of track.
We got...
We're trying that.
I drop a grub every 10 feet.
Grub. They just wander off. That's it.
Freedom! Freedom! Okay. So you bypass them. And eventually... Okay, so eventually you reach this area. And it's like...
Bingo. Land shark.
So you reach a hill in the small hill.
Is it a new hill?
No, buddy. It's like a little hill. And click says you know, the base on is in another. Well, okay, you can see it after I click. When you're like a kilometer off, you see a little building.
Building eight. Well, let's phone in our position to Eric.
Okay.
Nobody else has one of these little communicators that we use among ourselves, right?
Hopefully not.
Well, these are structurally intelligent type things.
Right.
So probably not.
And they probably have to have the correct channel.
The channel has to be able to decrypt it.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but just having a signal come out
right.
could be
possible.
That. Yeah, they aren't that good.
Unless they're Romulan.
Romulan and a bunch of Romulan equipment in this big mud hole. Well, I think we ought to tell them where we are.
Okay.
If we get captured, that would be good. If why don't I just scan that big ball of mud for where the prisoners are?
You could do that.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. human life forms, right?
Right.
They're all human, right? Those three.
One's human, one's Vulcan, one's random.
Well, that ought to make it easy to
think
about.
Non-frog.
Yeah, actually, how many non-frogs are in there would be a useful thing.
Okay.
If the answer is
and how
three.
Many frogs there are also, actually.
Yeah, good point.
Off
all right, so this is, I just calculated this. It was plus four. One, six, and it's not on the crazy die, so 10.
10, okay. There are...
to see what they are.
What is that? You can tell. Was it Vulcan? Was it human?
Let's see. Was
the Romulan something else?
Aha!
Yeah, they're in there. There are only four frogs guarding.
Go bust them out.
Weird.
Okay, well, let's go bust them out.
Yeah. Huh. There any, like, energy anomalies which could hide this from the scan, or?
Here, no.
How about in, let's say, in the 1K all around?
No.
Great. I'll look to the guy. Are you going to crack wise? Oh, sorry. I'll rephrase that. Are you going to try anything while we're in there?
No. I'll say
Hi. Well, no, that wasn't an option. You're going with us.
No.
The question is if you're going to try anything. Like, when I turn my back, you're going to try to use your little frog foot to knock me out or anything like that. Or run off.
That's thinking too much. She answered right away.
What's
doing? Okay. If you run off, I'll kill you. How's that? I can find you within... what is it? 5K?
2K.
I tell him I can find him within 10K with this, and I can tell as long as if he's not part of the six, I'll know it's him. I'll hunt him down and I'll murder him in the swamp. that understood?
Don't kill. There he goes. I'll be good.
Excellent.
All right.
Federation is good.
I did really murder him in the swamp.
So when you get closer, you can scan.
Hundred and 3 inches.
Woo-hoo.
What are those things?
So there's like three frog guards outside.
And one frog on the inside?
And one frog on the inside. And then there's the three people. Like off in the room.
Oh, okay.
Well, we gotta worry about the one inside to make sure they don't like blow up the hostages or something.
How do we recognize the leader? I asked this guy.
Two heads.
Was he known as, you know, whatever?
I think there's a human looking guy with a pony.
The donkey?
No.
Maybe it's actually a toad.
Oh, no.
Leah called Turkey.
Turkic. Well, whatever. I look for energy sources in there, like a big, you know, storeroom full of crap.
Or bombs. Make sure they don't have it.
Maybe they'll understand.
Oh, run out now. Nine.
Yeah, this one kind of, well, but they have a bunch of weapons. They have to give off energy readings.
Okay.
In one of the rooms.
Okay.
One inside.
Hopefully,
it's great to blow. You can take three out quietly, then. Okay. Otherwise,
sure.
Well, we could give Frog Boy here an empty gun. Have him march one of us up as if we were a captive prisoner. And then when you get close enough, whoever that person is could zap the guy inside, and then the rest of us could start taking out the guys outside.
Ah, let's just shoot the guys outside.
I'm just worried that the guy inside will start doing something rash if we do that.
Well, how will he know?
These are going to make some noise.
Well, how? What sort of scale is on that baby?
One inch is 10 meters.
Okay, so they're like 30 feet. So that is like.
It's like 30 feet. Not very big.
Well, that may work if.
Yeah, if you miss him, well, actually, you're on stun. So, yeah. Chances are.
What are the openings to that hut?
There's a big door in the
room.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's it. You don't. There are no windows.
So the scans. It's multiple rooms inside the hut.
I'm not sure if I can.
It's hard to tell. Well, if we can. Position ourselves so we can see in the door if we can see the guy inside.
Well, the door's closed.
Well, one of us could lead by taking out the door.
What is take out the door level of a stunner? Or a disruptor?
What kind of door?
A very tough looking door.
Take out the door without necessarily killing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care if the door is completely obliterated. I just don't want to shoot the person who's. I mean, if somebody's hugging the door from the backside, actually, I can tell. Is anybody hugging the door?
No.
Okay. So.
Well, actually, hug. Let's just God, these things suck. You pretty much have to put on full power. Well, the next power down is about to become more.
Really?
A huge drop off. Now, the disruptors have only 6 settings, whereas you have 16. Well, with a full phase 3.
So, with our. Okay. Alright, great. So
not just that, they're pretty coarse. You know, vaporize or kill.
Vaporize or kill.
How,
well, if we set it on vaporize, how much of the.
The whole building's gone.
It'll
either the whole building's gone.
I know it'll take out the door.
It'll take out the door. It'll probably punch a hole through a wall. Behind the door.
Okay, that's no good.
No.
So either the doorknob or the whole building.
So,
what about the phasers that we have?
We don't have
phasers. Yeah,
the phasers you
a
have.
Number of shots then, but there are only a few of them left.
Sure.
And you're not
well,
that
the phasers you have aren't that powerful.
They don't have a. They don't go up to destroy the door?
No.
Okay.
Alright, so I guess we kick it in.
Okay.
So
And well, is there anything behind the door? Which direction of the door? Isn't there anything behind?
Or if there's anything in a straight line?
Right. Door. If we shoot the door from, you know, which direction, which
right.
angle when we shoot the door, will we not hurt the hostages? That's 501.
Yeah.
Okay. So the hostages are this red die.
Mm-hmm.
So the door's right here.
So if we shoot from this die,
if you shoot from here, you pretty much will miss the hostages for sure.
All right. Well, that sounds all right then. So, why don't you shoot the door, Coop?
Okay.
Your action can be run right up to the door and shoot it. Our action will be take out, I guess, 1 and 3.
Okay.
And then 2, if he comes around, we'll shoot him in a minute. Is that reasonable?
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
How close can we get up without worrying about sneaking?
Pretty much to the tree. Far as well. Well, not over here, so to the tree.
Okay.
You even speak fairly well.
So, it's 10 yards per inch?
Yeah.
And you can go 10 yards per round?
Yeah.
Running?
Pretty much.
Okay.
You probably have to make running rolls.
All right, so I would think we should probably start out from there, and Donald can run, like, you know, to here.
She wants to shoot from this side, though, right?
Oh, that's true.
So
okay, so we can start on the opposite side.
Maybe we'll start there.
On this side, if we can. Yeah, and then run this way.
It'll be 2 inches of running to get in that door. It looks like. So Wu and I
could be the glass.
Huh?
Well, somebody commanded, they say.
Well, I could, yeah, why should shoot the door? I'm pretty sure.
Shoot sure other doors. So.
Well, I mean, you're gonna have
that's this one.
Is range going to be any issue whatsoever?
Will you be using the phasers?
Yeah.
Small phasers, so.
Short is like 20 meters. We're safe.
Did we figure out we can just annihilate the door and not worry about it? Or?
Yeah, as long as you shoot from. That's the reason we're on this side.
Well, with the phasers from where you are right now,
should be what, 15 meters?
Yeah, 15 meters.
Shit. And how close do we have to be to need a 4?
10 meters.
So we can run and then shoot him. But that's it?
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, how about the disruptors?
Yeah.
The better range on the disruptors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Full-size weapons, but don't do as much.
Yeah, the disruptors are 4 from here.
Should be twice, though.
Well, there's also the option of what settings. I don't want to use you what's on this side.
Vaporize them.
Well, yeah, I mean, it probably wouldn't kill them, but
we don't want to risk it.
Yeah, if we can avoid it.
Well, we can shoot them with the disruptors from here. When we get closer, we can switch to the phaser.
How big do these toads look, or frogs look? Super thug, thug, normal.
Excellent. So, intellect, and add your perception to the result.
Wrong dice, but 8.
8? They seem to be lucky guys.
Lucky guys? Wow. They're runs. 2 shots, I think it'd take them out.
1 shot would take them out.
No. 1 shot doesn't take anybody.
Yeah.
Unless you're lucky.
Well, the first meeting we have, we took them out 1 shot.
Only in some cases, like 50% of the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we can aim, which gives us, oh my god, we can aim.
Yeah, sure.
So that gives us a +3, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we need a 4.
To hit.
Yeah.
With our phasers?
With our phasers.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
How far do you
come? Well, they're under a little bit of cover, so you need five.
Five. Or if I get three or something with the disruptors. Which is louder, disruptor or phaser?
Probably disruptor.
Usually disruptors are louder. Yeah.
All right, let's say phaser then.
Okay. Well, I mean, are we going to shoot them first, then charge?
Well, yeah, let's shoot them.
Charge.
Take them out. Coop can actually run.
Immediately.
Coop can start running from here, which is blocked from that guy.
Okay.
We can fire. Coop can run and get up to there, and then spend the next round running over. Know what I mean?
Well, what did he run from here?
Because then number three has a risk of seeing him. Okay. I mean, it's the same amount of time.
Okay. Yeah, fine. Sure.
So, what? I'll shoot two, you shoot one.
Okay.
Coop will start running.
Oh, good.
As soon as she hears the noise, she starts running. And we'll both get a full aim on.
Okay.